I say Peter Frampton, you say shirtless Rolling Stone cover. How about Guitar God, best-selling live album of all time in 1976? Frampton Comes Alive. It was all over the radio. Audiences went wild, but the young men who'd hang onto the stage to watch Peter Frampton's guitar playing in his previous band Humble Pie were now replaced by screaming young women, and it was hard to shake that silk pants, flowing blonde hair, sex symbol thing. But as we're reminded in Peter Frampton's new memoir, before he was famous, he was a highly respected boy wonder musician. As a kid, he met Dave Bowie, as he called him, in school. They were lifelong friends. When he was just 16, the Rolling Stones' Bill Wyman introduced him to Jimi Hendrix. George Harrison asked him to be on All Things Must Pass and then introduced him to the talk box that would be his signature. After Peter Frampton's superstar status, the greats, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce from Cream, wanted to play with him. There were pop culture references in Wayne's World, The Simpsons, Family Guy, a role in Cameron Crowe's Almost Famous, which drew inspiration from Frampton's career. Okay, I'll stop now. It's all in Peter Frampton's new memoir, Do You Feel Like I Do? And he joins us now. Welcome.
I'm exhausted.
You must be. I mean, what a life we read about. People have made an observation to you about kind of how many different stages you pass through.
Yes, I'm the sort of rock and roll zealot. I seem to turn up in pictures with FDR and, you know. But no, I have had a very interesting career. Well, even before I was professional, when I was in a couple of bands when Bill Wyman, as you mentioned, produced the band, and that's sort of where everything started for me.
Yeah. Well, but it really started when you were like eight, and you were given a guitar and fell in love with it. Your dad, a teacher, your mom gave you the okay to not continue school but go to this music career. What did the guitar do for you?
It's not what the guitar says to me. It's what I can say with the guitar. I think I am more expressive with my guitar playing than I am even with my singing. I was listening to Django Reinhardt because of my father's interest and mother's interest, and also at the same time listening to The Shadows, Cliff Richard's backup band, with all these incredible early instrumentals, which were very melodic. Mm-hmm. Then rock, and then blues, and then put it all together, and it came to fruition, I think, during my time with Humble Pie.
Well, with Humble Pie, you might have found your guitar sound, but then hanging out with George Harrison, you found your voice. Now, this is a session with Harrison and Pete Drake, who was a pedal steel player from Nashville. He introduced you to the talk box. We have a clip from that YouTube video where you can hear Pete demonstrating it and
yes.
George Harrison speaking. You're laughing. Let's listen to just a little.
I'm just a guitar. Everybody taps on me.
Well, we'll just use that bit, and then all the band will come in, and then we'll use that bit again where they go out to link the next verse.
So, Peter Frampton, you first used this on Do You Feel Like I Do. What happened when you're performing and you've got this plastic tube in your voice and it, your guitar is speaking through your mouth or something? How did the audiences react?
People went berserk. I had something that was, not only did I love doing it, but they loved hearing it.
So all of this is coming together, and you release Frampton, a nice solo album, but then Frampton Comes Alive, and it happens. What does that feel like when suddenly your life just completely upends because you have the best-selling album of all time?
Unfortunately, I got scared at that point because number one, album is one thing, but to then go further and become this Guinness Book of Records kind of person, it made me think of how am I going to follow this up? Because all the material from Comes Alive had already been on albums that I had released. And now they wanted me to rush into doing another album straight away, which meant I had about 3 months to write the music. That was a disappointment to me, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, it's a Homeric journey because, you know, there are dark moments. There would be many wives, children you felt you should have paid more attention to. Your manager was connected to the mafia, took your money. You had none at one point. You got involved with drugs and alcohol. But also what's happening is that you're getting to play. I mean, Nielsen wants to record with you. Tim Harden. I just want to listen to a little bit of music now because Tim Harden was just one of the great talents.
Oh, my goodness. So, so wonderful.
You wanted to write music for him. And here you're Peter Frampton. You can do just about anything you want. So Tim Harden comes. Here's his Reason to Believe.
Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind.
And then you covered his Hang On to a Dream. Let's listen to that.
What can I try? I still don't see why. She says what she does. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems?
He died soon after. You didn't get to work with him. You see another Steve Merritt, your great partner in Humble Pie. He's an alcoholic who dies in a house fire. You're seeing both the sweetness of people in the industry, but people who aren't making it.
I was very lucky that I got through the period of the 70s and drink and drugs. And I think the way I got through it was, it came to an end, was when, unfortunately, I had a car accident and in the Bahamas, and I'd broken just about everything. It was a wake-up call. I realized that not only did I need to calm down, but I needed to find out who'd stolen my money.
Yeah. And I just want to, what role did David Bowie play? He brought you on his Glass Spider tour. Tell me.
David had seen what had happened to me. He knew me as a guitar player. And he saw that I'd been pushed into this other position, the teeny bopper kind of situation.
You're talking about the open shirts or shirtless or the silk pants or this
yes.
look that was crafted. You were the cute guy, and here you are inside saying, no, I'm a guitarist. And you're saying David Bowie saw that and brought you back to be the guitarist on this Glass Spider tour.
It was a gift. Everything changed for me. I was much more in demand again. People saw me with David and gave me a second listen. And then within 7 years, I come out with an instrumental album and won a Grammy for it. To have my peers vote for me on that level was quite amazing because I've never thought that I'm good enough as I want to be. And I think that's what drives me.
But then I just have to ask, most recently, you run into inclusion body myositis. It's a degenerative disease. Are you going to be able to play?
I'm very lucky in as much as mine moves very slowly. The progression. So, it's one of those things. I know my journey. I know how it's going to end. It's not terrific, but I have had the most amazing time, my life. Yes, I've had ups and downs, and I'm better off for the downs, I think, because you get knocked down, and I'm a survivor, and I get back up and brush myself off. And then here we go again. And that's just my nature.
Well, we know some people are gasping at this news. And if they want to help, you founded the Peter Frampton Myositis Research Fund with Johns Hopkins University to help people with the disease you're now tackling. We'll have a link at herenow.org. Peter Frampton, the new memoir is Do You Feel Like I Do? Peter, thank you so much. And we wish you all the best.
All right, Robin, thank you.